It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. Oh, the temptation. It's been a lovely week here in northern Minnesota. If you haven't been out to enjoy it, I pity you. I think that this has been one of those magnificent gifts that we get every so often. I wouldn't bank on this kind of weather holding for too long, although we can only just appreciate every day for what it brings. And one of these days, it's going to bring winter. But in the meantime, as the sun rises over the studios here at KAXE, I am staring out the window at a beautiful, beautiful little blue stem grasses. They're all kind of pinkish red in their beauty. And then just behind them, there are some fluffy seed pods that are tied together with some gorgeous high bush cranberries, which will go uneaten for a while yet until the birds really get desperate and there's nothing around that tastes better, because they will eat those when they absolutely have to. When they fall to the level of, this is okay but not great, then some birds will come and eat those berries. But in the meantime, this morning, they are little red rubies of beauty out there. And not too far away from that, a river birch. And I've been talking over the past several weeks about plants that are not from here, things that are introduced from another phenological zone. And these plants include, of course, the buckthorn, which we are hopefully trying to get rid of, and the river birch, which we'll let stay. It's a gorgeous birch, very dark, grayish-looking bark, a lot like the paper birch, a bit less contiguous. The bark is more tattered looking than the bigger rolls of bark that come off of the paper birch, and it's also quite gray looking. And the birch itself is Betula nigra, and that means black birch. And it is not from here, obviously. It is still arrayed with a few, perhaps 10 to 15% of its leaves are still on the tree, and they are a mixture of yellow and green, and it's quite stunning. So if you're in the Grand Rapids area and get a chance to walk the path along the river, it will be quite beautiful this morning, I assure you. I saw a nice little four-corned deer last Friday, I guess it was Thursday, on my way up to the spruce site. And Sunday I was up there doing some work, and lots of deer hunters up there. And as I was driving out about noon, I saw a really nice 8-point buck dash across the road in front of me, probably somewhere between several hunting parties, and perhaps he's even now still alive, we wonder. Sunday and Saturday were two absolutely gorgeous days. I think I had 69 degrees both days. Saturday, the 5th of November, the 69 degree temperatures that day set a new high temperature record for that date in Grand Rapids. And Sunday, the 69 degrees fell 1 degree short of being the high temperature record. In 1975, we actually had 70 degrees on November 6th. I saw honeybees out flying around on Sunday, and I also saw a little leafhopper out on Sunday, one of those, I think they're called stink bugs. It's got a big cross on its back, kind of a green bug with a big red X on its back, and I think it's a stink bug. But it was out moving around on Sunday, as were lots of midges. Lots of mosquitoes are out still. And just, you know, there are still some dragonflies out there. I saw a meadowhawk, a little autumn meadowhawk on Monday, yesterday. And so there are still dragonflies out and plenty for them to eat, really. In a lot of ways, it's been a pretty pretty good fall for those insectivorous animals. I've been watching a couple of other trees besides this river birch right here at our studio. I've been watching a couple of other trees that are not from here. Eastern cottonwood and weeping willow. And very common trees. There are several around the area, and I'm sure where you live there are probably one or two as well. The cottonwoods at the beginning of the week, last week around the 3rd and 4th, they were sort of about, they were past their peak of color and the leaves were starting to fall. They were down to maybe 50% of their leaves. Yesterday, the cottonwoods that I've been observing were completely bare for the first time, and the weeping willows a week ago were approaching their peak of color. And yesterday, as I looked at them, they are a big, strong mixture of yellow and green leaves with lots of leaves falling out of the trees. So the weeping willows are actually starting to move into fall and winter garb as well. Eastern chipmunks are still active at my mother's place. I haven't seen one at my house for a while, but at my mother's, they keep coming out. All I have to do is throw some sunflower seeds out on the patio there for the birds, and the chipmunks come and steal as much of it as they can stuff in their little greedy cheeks and then disappear. At my house, the gray jays are coming in for the decorative crabs that I've planted. I have probably half a dozen, maybe eight decorative crab apple trees in my yard, and every year they put out a nice crop of small red fruits that the birds just love. And the robins have since moved on, and the ruffed grouse and the gray jays are sharing what's left. And I was listening the other day, I was doing something in the garage, and I happened to hear this strange call, and I thought, what the heck is that? And I went outside and I looked around, and up near the top of a big white spruce was a gray jay, and it was making all sorts of weird noises, and that's the best I can do, just weird noises. Some of it sounded quite corvid-like, some of it that is like crows or ravens, but some of it just was totally off the wall. It was just noises. It was like listening to a little, I don't know, 3-4-year-old experimenting with its voice. It was really, really entertaining. I listened for quite some time. Among the flowers still in bloom at my house, the black-eyed Susans still holding on to their flowers, though they're starting to look pretty used. I did find some more daisy fleabane that is in flower. Now, daisy fleabane is small, like the size of a dime flower, white rays, lots of them, more than 20. Probably closer to 50 little tiny white spikelets that come out around the flower, and then in the center, a kind of a yellow-green dot that is actually the flower part of that plant, and they tend to persist. And this plant actually had new flowers and new buds of flowers that were yet to open. So I suspect as long as it stays warm like this, that plant's going to go right on blooming until finally it'll just be covered in snow and it'll have to quit. I was driving in on Blue Heron Drive the other day, and I saw a male northern harrier. That's the silvery one. Both the female and the male northern harrier have a big white patch of feathers right at the base of their tail on the top of the bird. And that big white rump patch is something that is pretty identifiable and pretty diagnostic if you're looking at birds, large birds flying over fields, and you see that white rump patch. It's probably one of the northern harriers. Now, the female is larger and dark brown, and the male is smaller and silvery, and so they're pretty easy to discern which is which. My neighbor Marvin says that he lives right on the edge of the field, so he gets to see them all the time. And he's saying that he will see them up until snow covers the ground. They will remain on the field and in play until snow covers the ground, and at that point they will begin to migrate south from here. I have a a European larch in my yard. This is a relative of the tamarack, but it's not from here. And as a result, its phenology is slightly different. And it has just hit its last peak of color. It is bright orange now. There are no more yellow or green needles on it. It is bright orange, and the needles are falling pretty much wholesale. So there's lots of needles hitting the ground, and will be turning themselves into food for the grass here in the winter and next spring. On Sunday morning, I was up really early. I wanted to get some work done up at Spruce, and so I was up pretty early. And, of course, that was the night that we dropped back an hour. So what felt like 5 o'clock was actually 4 o'clock. And my body said, hey, it's 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, let's get up. My eyes told me that it was 4 o'clock, but it didn't matter to my body. My body was already in wake-up mode. So I was out pretty early on Sunday morning, and the coyotes were having a field day out in the woods behind my house, and the dog and I were kind of taken in by their songs, and they weren't far off. They were very close, and it was quite thrilling. I've been watching American Bittersweet. Those are those beautiful orange berries that you see. The plant itself is a woody vine that climbs up on trees. And every once in a while, you'll pass one and you'll see those bright orange berries. And they're pretty spectacular right now. The mosquitoes are certainly hanging in there, as we mentioned. And I think I mentioned, too, that I had red-bellied woodpeckers coming to my feeder, and that's a new bird for us. We're getting used to its being there now, but we certainly enjoy it. The bald eagle, my wife heard the bald eagle calling and flying over the house the other day, and this is the time of year that they are adding new structure to their nests. So this isn't the only time of year, but this is the time of year that they will add branches to their nests in the fall. And they were busy doing that over on their new location, their old location in the aspen tree in my front yard. That nest, now that they've not been there for about, I think we're going on 4 years. Maybe this next spring will be our fourth year with them in their new nest. The old nest is getting much less, I don't know, how do I put it? The old nest is looking tidy, I guess, since they're not adding new sticks and the wind is stripping away anything that protrudes too far. The nest is quite compact now. I don't think that it's in any danger of coming out of the tree or anything like that, but it just looks different. An occupied eagle's nest has lots of branches sticking out all over the place in sort of rough angles near the top of the nest as they add new materials to the nest. And this nest is not getting that additional influx of new materials, and so the thing is starting to look quite tidy, I guess I would say. That's our phenology report for this week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you would share with us, please get in touch.